Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Here they come. Whether it's a Sportster, Road King, Fat Boy, or Dynaglide, they're all coming home to see where their babies were born. It's the Harley-Davidson Homecoming, and if you haven't already heard or seen them on the road around you, you will. With thousands of bikes expected to be rolling through this weekend, safety should be on the forefront for both drivers and riders. Pro Motorcycle Training's lead rider coach, Bob Gelhaus, says there's a concept he makes sure all of his students are aware of even before throwing your leg over your iron horse.
I mean, the obvious things are wear a helmet, wear your gear. Those are the obvious things. But the other things related to motorcycle riding are the non-obvious stuff.
The Motorcycle Safety Foundation focuses on four key aspects of riding a motorcycle.
We call it the PEMS strategy. P is physical, E is emotional, M is mental and perceptual, and the S is social.
Each one of those points in the acronym is associated with aspects of riding that'll keep you safe.
Physical is how are your skills with the motorcycle? Are you able to use your controls in a smooth and gentle fashion? Emotional, are you in the right mindset? When you're riding a motorcycle, you don't want anything to take away from your ability to make decisions and be aware. There are definitely times where I don't get on my motorcycle because I'm not in the right mindset. Because if I'm not thinking correctly, and those emotions impact how I am thinking, shame on me for getting on a motorcycle if I'm not in the right state of mind. On the mental side of things, are you keeping your eyes up? Are you looking at potential hazards? And are you adequately making a plan to either mitigate those risks or avoid those risks? And then lastly, socially, what kind of rider are you in that whole traffic ecosystem? Socially, is it all about you? Are you an arrogant rider? Or are you a valuable part of that ecosystem? Are you humble and allowing others their space? That type of thing.
And as far as drivers are concerned, he's got some tips that may sound familiar for you too.
The key thing is just keep your eyes open. It's so easy when you're driving to kind of lose yourself and not start paying attention. Just keep your head on a swivel. The other thing is, again, lane positioning, you know, standard stuff. Don't be texting. Once your eyes are off the road, danger can occur. And just respect motorcycles.
And if you come up on a big group of bikers, don't panic.
They want to ride safe, and what that means is following the laws of the road. So if it's 55, most likely they'll be riding 55. And drive appropriately. No need to be aggressive.
And how important is it for this area to be extra welcoming?
It's hugely important. One, it brings people together of like mind, and it just gives people an opportunity to meet people from other parts of the country. Look at everybody's motorcycles. If you've ever been to any of these events, there's some awesome motorcycles out there, custom motorcycles that you normally don't get to see. So it's just getting together with like-minded people. It's fun.
Come on, Milwaukee. We've done it before. We can do it again. Let's be great hosts to our out-of-town guests that love their Harleys as much as we do. And bikers, welcome home. Debbie Lozaga, WTMJ News.